Howdy, friend. Welcome to Homegrown. I'm your host, R.P. Smith. We're sure appreciating the warm-up that we've had here on the ranch this week. I suppose it's making our friends that have gathered up over in Copenhagen a little nervous, but it has made chores a lot more pleasant. This morning I'd like to talk about the real big news, that a child was born of a virgin in Bethlehem. He lived a sinless life that he gave as a sacrifice to cover our sins, and then he rose from the dead to prove who he really is. From what I understand, he expects us who claim to be serving him to use our gifts and abilities for his glory. I know that I often fall short in this category, and that I still have a long way to go, but I am thankful that he has given me a trail to follow. Speaking of trails, I'd like to continue a homegrown tradition and share a poem this morning that I call Trail to Bethlehem.
The Christmas story in the book of Matthew tells of the wise men from the east. I wouldn't wonder if the trail boss on that trip was named Hopalong Ride a Beast. Maybe he had just transferred from a research station to ag faculty at BCU, and a couple of the fellas from theology offered him the job on camel chore crew. They said they were heading west, that a star would guide their course, and they could use a man that knew his stock, be it camel, mule, or horse. Now Hop had a green broke camel. He'd just switched from a bozal to a snaffle bit, and he thought this'd be a real good chance to put some miles on it. These men started on their journey, looking for the newborn king. The livestock was real well tended, because Hoppy didn't miss a thing. Life out on the trail to the wise men was something pretty new, but Hop loved the life and the campfire nights, and to their goal they were true. The men did begin to question their directions, so in Jerusalem they stopped to ask. And who did they find but old King Herod to assist them with their task? "A newborn king," Herod exclaimed. "Well, isn't that just dandy sweet? When you boys find him, tell me where he is, and I'll worship at his feet." Now Hoppy knew how to read livestock, just by the way they hold their ears. He didn't like the slant of King Herod's, and that night a dream confirmed his fears. So when they left Jerusalem, he knew they wouldn't be coming back. And the Lord told the other wise men in a dream, around Jerusalem to pack. These men had traveled for at least a year, and maybe even more. But they followed the star and traveled on, till they found what they were looking for. The other men were packing gifts of frankincense and myrrh, and Hoppy'd brought along a set of golden inlay spurs. They found and worshipped the child king, and sang praises until morning. An angel came to see Mary's husband. Of King Herod he was warning. So Mary, Joseph, and the Christ child from Bethlehem did flee, and Hoppy and the wise men were thankful for the child king they got to see. The wise men's task was now completed, but the story doesn't end, for our Lord still has the power to guide and broken lives to mend, and he can use any of us to serve him in his plan. The first step isn't to ride a camel across a foreign land. Just accept the gift that was given a couple thousand years ago, and you can find a peace on earth that only Jesus' friends can know. No matter what your call in life, be it professor or buckaroo, saddle up and follow that newborn king. There's a place on the trail for you.
Thanks for joining me for Homegrown this morning. I do appreciate each of you, and have sure enjoyed getting to meet some of you over the past few months. The rest of you I hope to meet in heaven, but we still have some chores to finish up here. Hoping our happy trails cross soon, I'm R.P. Smith.